The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Did you get that? The whole world is watching. That came from the Democratic National Convention in 1968 in Chicago. Remember that? The whole world is watching. And anybody looking at the news headlines these days, the rest of the world is watching what is happening within the United States of America. And of course, I have my trusted news media credential, which I'm holding right up here. See, it says right there, correspondent. That's a legitimate news media credential from a licensed FCC radio station. Soon to be two. Now, understand there's a big difference between podcasters that put stuff out on the internet, what you hear in mainstream media, and how many of them came out of the woodwork and started their own podcast right after 9/11. And every time something major happens in the United States of America, more podcasters come out. And every one of these podcasters, as well-meaning as they are, and I'm not going to name names, and what they claim are news broadcasters, you know, there's a big difference between mainstream media and alt-right media, as you well know, being the astute listeners of the Power Hour that you are. Understand that it is not my objective to, you know, shock and awe. I mean, instead of just, you know, coming out with some little news clip, I could have just said, "We're all going to die." And then what good would that have done? And it was, "Oh, God, it's time. I need to put a gun to my head." No. That's not what the Lord God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wants. He does not want you to give up. He said, study to be quiet. I was just reading it right here in the good book. You see, I have my own copy right there. It says Theopneustos right on there with my name on it. Let me hold it up so you can see it right there. That's a Greek word. It means God breathed. Okay. Anything that, you know, is meant for your hearing and your understanding comes in the Old Testament. Everything that's meant for your application comes in the New Testament, and that starts with the book of Acts. So, you know, you want the truth, you got the truth. You want the truth, understand that God does not want you to lose faith and lose hope. See, the thing is, we're going to have Colonel John Mills on the show later in the second hour. And understand that he has an article out. We're at that 1938 moment. 14-plus regional conflicts and flashpoints that are now the basis for World War III. Now, understand the difference between opinion and fact. You have all these suppositions, and here's the thing, and we're going to ask John Mills a lot of pointed questions. I don't want to sit there and interject my opinion into any of this stuff unless it's warranted, unless I see something that looks like there's some question here. Because, see, Walter Cronkite didn't even do that. Oh, that's the way it is. No, he didn't even do that. How do you know what he was reporting was actual fact? Was he there? I mean, he did travel to Nam. He did travel to places to see for himself exactly what's going on. There are a lot of journalists caught up in the war, but the thing is what you know to be true, and what you see and hear personally can be interpreted two different ways. So that's why you rely on, and see, this is the sad part about the United States of America, all those people out there that are woke, that are just paying attention to what mainstream media tells them. Everything's fine. Just relax. Get your shot. Here's Big Pharma. Go ask your doctor. Take these drugs. Yeah, when all the side effects are running past you at 90 miles an hour. So, you see, this is the problem. I just posted another Substack article on my DaveKreger.substack.com page. Understanding cycles, political cycles. Yep. And so you need to understand how it works and news cycles. That's another thing that we got to talk about this morning. Because, see, we get these letters from people on occasion, and they're critiquing our presentation here on the Power Hour. Albeit somewhat, when I look at it, I go, well, this is really misplaced. Now, we did exactly talk about what's going on at the southern border, and we're going to continue to do it this week because we have a convoy that is headed down there, and I'm going to ask questions of people like, should these truckers that are going down there be armed? Because Texas, as you know, is a constitutional carry, open carry state. So should they be armed since they're going so close to the border? You know, you ask yourself a question. Remember, you know, when you were learning how to shoot a gun, we call it a weapon in the military. Because you call it a gun in the military, you're going to be running around the barracks with your M16 outstretched out in front of you yelling, this is my weapon, this is my gun, this is for shooting, this is for fun. Yeah, that's what you're going to be doing in the military. I've been there, I know, okay? You don't say, I got a gun, drill sergeant. No, that doesn't happen. But see, here's the thing. What do they tell you? What does anybody tell you, what any common sense, any rational person will tell you? Do not point a gun at anyone unless you intend to use it. Yet what's been happening here in the good old U.S. of A., they use a battering ram on your door at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they come in and they put red dots on your chest. Now, I thought that the old saying was, don't point a gun at somebody unless you intend to use it. So why aren't they using it? Oh, it's the intimidation factor. You see, they're liars. See, instead of just coming in and telling you, you know, you're under arrest or we have a warrant to search your house, oh, no, they come in heavy. They come in, no, not so much guns blazing unless you point a gun back at them. And see, the reason you would point a gun back at them is if you intended to use it, right? Now, if you thought your life was being threatened, I mean, if you saw a red dot on your chest, what would you do? I think I'd drop to the floor as quickly as possible. And, you know, if you had your piece in your hand, you know, the quicker you are in reacting, the quicker you can take out your assailant, right? Well, what happens if it's the United States military or somebody else? Let's say you're at the border. I mean, there's a whole bunch of suppositions going on right here because everybody and their brother's got an opinion. They all want to take the news. They got to get the scoop. Yeah, Mr. Johnny on the spot. That's right. Jimmy Olsen. Lois Lane. Yeah. Clark Kent. Yeah. Remember the publisher of the Daily Planet? Perry White. Yeah. You see all this cartoon stuff in the real world. You know, they want to make it news. They want to get the scoop. They want to know more. They want to say more than any of the rest of us. And, you know, we have podcasters out there. World War III may start tonight. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. Not again. But, you know, buy our prepper material while you're at it. Okay. You see, a gimmick. And I mean, there's multiple channels out there doing this very same thing because they all want to interpret what's going to happen before it does. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. So if you want to, I mean, there are people out there, I get criticized for not being shock and awe, doom and gloom, and being like all the other rest of these podcasters out there that got an axe to grind. You know, we all have an axe to grind. Come on, you got an opinion? That's why we have a phone line here that you can call. You know, world news is going to be real brief this morning because I want to focus on what really matters. Yeah, not World War III. You see, that's why we've already discussed mutual assured destruction. We already know that it doesn't make any sense for everybody to nuke each other because then no one would exist, right? And a WEF and all those other people out there that want world domination, not going to have it. They shut down and put us in the dark ages, take out our grid. They have no agenda anymore. They need electricity to make it work. And without juice, because of EMP, well, everything ceases to exist. Humanity as we know it in the U.S., because we're so heavily dependent on electricity, would cease to exist. Now, this is the government reporting. Scientists are saying 9 out of 10 people will be dead if we go into the dark ages. Okay. We have the first U.S. soldiers killed since the Gaza war started, according to the Pentagon. This happened over in Syria. 3 U.S. service members were killed in a drone attack overnight on a small U.S. base in Jordan. At least 25 other people were injured. And they're pointing fingers at Hezbollah and Iran. All the militias over there, that's who they're pointing fingers at. All these people, according to many of these podcasters out there and people who are interjecting their geopolitical opinions, are saying that all these folks over there at that U.S. base in Jordan are bait. Gee, boy, what an uneasy feeling to think that these people are bait so that we have an excuse to go turn Tehran into a nuclear parking lot, right? Now, what do you think Russia and China are going to do if we do that? Think about that, because Biden has threatened he's going to do something about it. Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, is it news? It's news that they got attacked. Now, to the accuracy of it, is that an issue? Maybe. Were we there? No, we don't know. All we know is what the Pentagon says. What is the Pentagon? It's a building that basically has 5 sides to it that people claim was attacked in 9/11, which is up for debate. You see, when people start reading past the narrative from the mainstream media and start recognizing what the real truth is, then they understand the difference between what constitutes a podcast, their opinion, what they've been spoon-fed, and what constitutes being a news media credentialed reporter. So, you know, you got to hand it to Bill Malugin and people like that at the Southern Border that actually show you pictures of what's really going on. And they're talking to people. As a matter of fact, you know, there's all sorts of weird stories coming out of Mexico. Believe it or not, here you have a Mexican aircraft loaded with passengers getting ready to leave for Guatemala. 77 passengers at least on that aircraft. And some guy opens up the exit door and walks out onto the wing. Why is that? Because they've been sitting there for 5 hours, stifled in the heat, and he was concerned for the health of the passengers, and the passengers all got together and signed a written statement, scrawled on notebook paper, giving it to Aeromexico, to the authorities, saying, hey, this guy was right on. He was doing it to save our lives. Captain had to return to the gate for required maintenance. Because a maintenance alert on the plane, here you have a flight that had been due to lift off at 8:45 in the morning, didn't get off the ground till 11:37 a.m. is when the guy opened the exit row door after sitting there for over 3 hours in the sweltering heat and said, look, I got to have some air. So he opens up the exit door and steps out on the wing. Of course, that means the police are going to arrest him, but then all the passengers backed up what he did. Now, is there a point to that? Because people are saying, well, what does that matter to me? No, you see, you have one guy looking out for a select group of people, people on his flight, people to him who mattered. And he did something to help people survive. Okay? European farmers, by the way, are sending a loud pre-election message. They're dumping tires and all sorts of other stuff in roadways, blocking and sending a loud pre-election message by blocking roads. Gotta love that. And they're talking all about the economy, about what they're doing to the farms. You see, Europe is getting a good taste of what the European Commission is doing. And that's about, you know, the extent of it. See, people are protesting. They're rising up. All right. Now we talk about this trucker convoy. TakeOurBorderBack.com will get you right to their website. The donation page is givesendgo.com/TakeOurBorderBack for you to donate. Now, let's go to the news cycle and what's important here. What's important here? I'm going to ask Colonel Mills this very same question. Should truckers go down their arms since they're driving within 100 miles of the border? Because you just don't know what could happen. What happens if these Border Patrol agents or other people point a weapon at them? Should they regard that as an immediate threat? I mean, if you just show up and you form a convoy or a blockade and you're peacefully protesting, what right does CBP or anybody else have to point a weapon at you? How does that work? Should all the convoy be armed? Maybe you need about 500,000 armed citizens going to the border. Because you just don't know this political tit for tat is going on, right? Now, this is conjecture. I'm not trying to create an insurrection here. God forbid that. We can't have that. They want to go down and peacefully protest. But as you know, the mainstream media is going to demonize them, just like what happened to the truckers' convoy in Ottawa. You watch. It's going to happen. Mainstream media is going to come out. They're going to be real critical. I'm predicting it right here because this is what mainstream media does, because they're taking all their talking points from the White House, the CIA, and the deep state. And John Mills is going to come on and talk about that in our next hour, because he's got a new book out, War Against the Deep State. We are at war right now, for those of you who don't get it. What are you doing about it? We're going to talk about that in the show today. What are you doing about the war? Here you have 25 U.S. states whose Republican governors have signed a joint statement in support of Governor Abbott and Texas's constitutional right to self-defense. And we even have a map showing you all the red states. Oh, here we go. Where do you get the red state, blue state, and purple state from? From politicians who know their colors. You see, they learned that in first grade. Red and blue makes purple. Isn't that cute? Yeah. All right. I got a little message for those of you in Congress. Those of you that messed around with a minor kid, we're going to find out about it. You will not get elected again. We know you have access to all that. You can't fool us. We know why you got elected. You're on a power trip and you want money. You want honoraria. You want all this stuff. Why did it take you 3 years, Congress, to start impeachment proceedings against Dorcas Mayorkas? Why did it take you 3 years to do that when they started letting people in? That's when you should have said, hey, whoa, 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 wait a minute, time out. No, you didn't. You sat on it. You got to ask Governor Abbott the same question. Greggy Poo, why did you wait 3 years to all of a sudden start all these dictates and sending Texas National Guard to the border? Why did it take you 3 years to do that? Well, we thought that if we just put people on buses and sent them to the blue state cities, here we go, playing the media game. It's what the government wants. It's all part of divisiveness, folks. It's the bigger psyop. Red state, blue state. One state, two state, red state, blue state. There's a little Dr. Seuss for you this morning. That's what it's all about. And let's invent the news, because that's what the podcasters are doing. Otherwise, there wouldn't be all this talk about, well, you see, World War III could happen tonight. Yeah, and what are we supposed to do about it? Sit around and twiddle our thumbs and toes? Yeah, and sing, they're coming to take me away, ha ha. What are we supposed to do? See, these podcasters, man, it's all about numbers. It's all about monetization on the internet. So the more grotesque you can become and the more bogus pictures you can put up and then put your own little tagline on it and create news. Well, it could happen. It could happen. Look at all the signs and wonders are there. Wars and rumors of wars. Yeah. Wow. You see what I mean? About creating news versus reporting it. All right. Now let's talk about what's going on in Congress. Let's talk about Mitch McConnell for a minute. Here's a deal that's going on in Congress right now. Let's make a deal. Got to put that in there because, I mean, it's not shock and awe, folks. It's what's going on behind the scenes. They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal with Biden. And Biden says, look, I'll shut down the border. Just give me all the money I want for Ukraine and everybody. Oh, so you see, everybody's got an agenda. And if you play ball with me, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And Mitch McConnell's right on the front end of it. And so is James Lankford. And Oklahoma Republicans have had it up to here with James Lankford. And they've said, you know what? Here you are leading negotiations with Senate Democrats on a bipartisan border security bill that's dead when it gets to the House. House Republicans have already said, not happening. The Oklahoma Republican Party committee members have said that Mr. Lankford needs to cease and desist jeopardizing the security and liberty of the people of Oklahoma and of these United States with this measure, according to resolution passed by the Oklahoma Republican Party committee members. You are playing fast and loose with Democrats on our border policy that not only disenfranchises legal immigrants seeking citizenship, but it puts the safety and security of Americans in great danger. You see, now they're starting to react. Why? Because the rhinos and the Democrats are trying to negotiate on a deal. They want to let 5,000 illegal immigrants to be released in the country every day. And then they want to give them a driver's license. And then they want to give them a voter registration card. And then they want to tell them where to get it, their absentee ballot. You see, they're stacking the deck. That's what this has been about. It's not opinion. I think it's so much fact out there if you just look, but people don't want to. Obviously, if you've got all these people, and I, like I said in the show before, I feel so sorry for those people that came here legally and did everything they were supposed to do to enter the United States. You have to feel really upset at what's going on right now. Here you did all these things to become a U.S. citizen, and all of a sudden now, and here we have what? See, 3 years it takes Abbott to do something. 3 years it takes Congress to do something. You think Congress really cares about our border security, or you think they're all in on it? No, you probably have a handful of Congress people out there that go, huh, you know, that's not right. But we're in the minority, so let's just sit here and complain. And maybe somebody will listen, maybe they won't. But you see all the Senate leaders in the meantime, because you got 100 of them and you got 435 House members out there. The Senate is dominated by Democrats. Well, no wonder, and rhinos, no wonder they're out there playing let's make a deal without Monty Hall, of course. No, they got Mitch McConnell instead of Monty Hall. Let's see what's behind door number three. A new car. Nope, don't think so. Then you've got this possibility that people have been talking about. I'm going to ask Colonel John Mills about that in our next. I really hope you folks call up and ask questions like me. I'm going to a lot. Like, what right does Biden have to federalize the Texas National Guard? And what if he says, I'm going to federalize the National Guard? Do they have to tell Biden, go piss up a drainpipe? We're not going to kowtow. We took an oath to the state of Texas. The governor has given us a directive. We're following it, not yours. Oh, but the Supreme Court said, oh, yeah? The Supreme Court said by a what? 5-4 ruling. What is the Supreme Court doing? Trying to pass laws. Oh, no, they're supposed to uphold the law. I get that. But you see, now you've got CBP down there. And even their own union says, we're not going to take down this razor wire unless it absolutely becomes necessary. And see, the thing is, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he's been on Tucker. He's been on Bloomberg. He's been all over the place. He knows which media to pick and choose to get the word out. Basically, he's saying we're going to add more razor wire as we speak right now to make sure we're even doing more to secure the border, even though the U.S. Supreme Court and the Biden administration is telling Border Patrol, cut that wire. Let them in. We need more of them in here. Yeah, we're not doing anything illegal. Oh, sure you're not. I think everybody, every right-blooded, good, warm-blooded, right-thinking American knows what the hell's going on here, don't they? Border Patrol is saying right now that we're talking about the union. They've stood up and they said, we have no plans to remove any of Texas's razor wire barriers at all. Why? Because they know that they're outnumbered. They don't have the manpower. You see, they have a limited job to try to process as many people as the president of the United States, or that's what he thinks he is anyway, orders them to process. That is a fact. That's what they're doing. Some of these DPS troopers and National Guard members have even been suckered in to helping Border Patrol process illegals into the country. I don't get it. See, because we're not there, we don't know what's going on. But here's the thing. If the Texas National Guard members have lawful orders, they have to carry out those orders from the government. They have to defend the state amidst this catastrophe the Biden administration has created and unleashed on America. This is why the truckers' convoy is going to be demonized as they leave Virginia Beach today and headed for the border. They're going to go down to Jacksonville, then they're going to get an I-10, and they're going to travel west. They're going to Austin, Dripping Springs. They're going to go south around San Antonio. They're going to get back on I-10, and they're going to head to Eagle Pass. Then they're going to go to Yuma. Then they're going to go to San Ysidro, California. Now, Patrick Wood of Technocracy News, we've had him on the show before. He is like saying, look, patriots could be walking into a trap. And in his opinion, he says that Greg Abbott's declaration amounts to a constitutional crisis when it starts with the words, the federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. It doesn't mean there are breaches of the compact. It plainly states the federal government has broken it, period. Here, Governor Abbott applying the compact to states theory, whereby individual states and their citizens included entered into a compact with the federal government. This theory is flatly disputed, of course, by Biden and his cronies, which holds the entire body politic entered into such a compact, not the states themselves. The argument's been going on for at least 200 years, including through the Civil War, and here we're going through it again. 50 states are split down the middle, 25 agreeing with Abbott, 25 agreeing with Biden et al. According to the Center for the Study of Federalism, national powers are strictly limited in that all powers remain in the states unless the federal constitution explicitly declares otherwise. States have the authority to nullify federal laws on constitutional grounds, and they retain the right to secede from the union. We'll continue with more of this arguendo and the news after we come back from these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour on this Monday. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. We've got 10% off of Strauss Naturals head-to-toe clay products and OptiVita products this week at the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens up in about 25 minutes central time here at 877-817-9829. We also are carrying the Gresca Carbon 60 45-day supply. And, of course, I have this handy-dandy little ripe machine that looks like a Game Boy. I'm holding it up to the screen right now. It's programmable, and it was developed in Germany, and it's here in the States. And if you don't have one of these things, you need to get one. I understand that they're a little pricey, but then I got to ask, all the money that you spend paying Medicare, oh, man, this bone to pick I have. You go to the doctor and you find out you're now part of a socialized assembly line medicine and you want to get at the cure, not just throw big pharma at the symptoms. This is your answer right here. This is what I've been using right now for the last 3 years since I've gotten it. It has not failed me yet. So we have those at the Power Mall now as well. And of course, for those of you first time orderers, 10% discount applies to you for the first time customer discounts at first. The number 10 at checkout. And you can say that on the phone too when you talk to somebody at the Power Mall and get 10% off that way as well. Since we're 100% reader supported, this is what we do. And we're 100% listener supported as well. We appreciate your donations. BuyMeACoffee.com, support at thepowerhour.com. Support us tab when you click on thepowerhour.com. That easy. Back into the news again, we were talking about what was going on in Texas with this border situation. Understand also one final word before we go to the phones here. As punishment. Yeah, because Governor Abbott is telling Biden, you know, basically in so many words, not read my lips, but here's my middle finger, Joe. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham is reporting that Biden retaliated. It looks that way anyway. They made a decision to stop approval of liquefied natural gas exports, which looked like more like retaliation than a sound policy decision, according to the Texas Land Commissioner. His announcement came one day after Texas took a bold stand in defending the border against foreign invaders. The president goes, ha, well, I'll show you. What do you call that? Political tit for tat? Place a temporary pause on pending decisions of liquefied natural gas exports, according to news outlets. He gave the 26th, that was last week, to allow the state of Texas to open up Shelby Park and Eagle Pass. The state hasn't budged. They're putting up more razor wire. Texas is the largest exporter of natural gas in the nation and in the third world, according to Commissioner Buckingham. This reckless federal decision, made merely a day after Texas took a bold stand in defending her border against foreign invaders, appears more like retaliation than a sound policy decision. Okay. Well, that's the facts. This is what the person said. You be the judge. Does it look like retaliation to you? Arizona, by the way, has a new chairwoman, Gina Swoboda, after the former party leader, Jeff DeWitt, resigned following a bribery controversy. Just so you know. Going to the phones. Brady, first caller up this morning. What say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You're talking about the liquid natural gas to Europe. And it's funny because about a month ago I brought up, how come in this country they're not proud that we're the world's exporter, number one exporter of liquefied natural gas? And now you have your own government sanctioning Texas because of all the liquefied natural gas going to Europe. You have your own government sanctioning Texas and say you can't have any more contracts or do any more exports of the liquefied natural gas. We have a big problem going on just with that aspect right there.
Well, your government, it's leadership by example. What kind of message does that send to the rest of the people of the United States? I mean, yeah, we can ship natural gas everywhere in this country, but when it comes to exporting it to Europe, you know, what do you think the European Union? It's no wonder the whole world's watching what's going on here. They want to know exactly what in Hades is going to happen, especially if Biden tries to federalize our National Guard troops in Texas. And see, the thing is Governor Stitt from Oklahoma, He's reiterated it. Ron DeSantis from Florida says he's going to continue to send troops. And I'm like, okay, well, so we know what they're all doing. But if Biden tries to federalize them, then what? What if Biden tries to federalize them and you've got this trucker's convoy sitting there and he orders all of these newly federalized agents to arrest all these truckers like Trudeau did up in Canada? What do you think's going to happen then?
Just like in France, you see, they got the manure spreaders. I think we should get some of those manure spreaders and bring it right down to the border, take over the Alamo, bring back the Alamo, and just line people all the way for 2,000 miles across the border. Every 10 yards, have a person standing with a gun.
Well, see, now I propose that. What do you think about the truckers? Should they be armed going down to the border?
Yeah, because the Border Patrol are. If they come onto a trucker and they perceive that they even reach into their pocket, you know the Border Patrol is going to open up. They're just waiting. They're itching for a war just to start something in Texas. That's what Biden's looking for. One person to pull the trigger on either way, and all of a sudden, there's your civil war.
Yep, there's your powder keg. But see, the thing is don't you think we have the right to self-defense? I mean, we're going in within 100 miles of the border, which, I mean, there is an article out by John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute under our surveillance state this morning, and he's talking all about this 100-mile marker. I mean, you're according to the FBI, you may be anti-government extremist if you purchase the Bible or other religious materials or use the terms MAGA or Trump in your social media post, or you shop at Dick's Sporting Goods or Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, or you purchase a ticket to travel by bus, cars, or plane, or all of the above. I mean, you're probably on a government watch list, and now here we are, all these truckers getting ready to go down in a big convoy down to three different entry points, and we're just supposed to sit idly by like we didn't. Well, it's supposed to be peaceful, but I got to ask a big question. You are going within 100 miles of the Texas-Mexico border where all this garbage is going on right now, and what do you do? I mean, it would be senseless because, I mean, if they stop vehicles on the way and they start searching vehicles with no warrant, I mean, what do you think is going to happen at all these checkpoints? And you know that they're going to do this. They're going to see if anybody's coming down their arm, don't you think?
Well, I got a feeling they're going to be stopping everybody that's in a convoy that's blocking any Mexican from crossing or a Chinese national. The problem is with the guns, though, you're coming in. Almost everybody that drives a truck carries a sidearm with them because they're traveling so much for safety in this country. Look at what Florida's doing. You even have that Grady judge saying, everybody get your gun because all these people that are immigrating into Florida now are attacking the citizens, going through their yards, ransacking the yards, going into the houses, robbing, killing, raping. And that's what they're looking for right at the border here. Another right next to California, right in Arizona, right in perfect for them. They can stop the liquid natural gas. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. But we need to rise up just on that alone. You can hear you got your own government sanctioning Texas.
Yep, there you have it.
You can't do that. That is everything from the Ukraine war to the Israeli war is not official. It's never been sanctioned. It's never been voted through Congress. It's just pushed through. And the problem is this country is not run by the United States or a democracy like the Democrats want to call it. We're run under the UN. We're underneath the UN right now. And the rights, if you look under their charters and their doctrines, like the Cairo Accord, the Agenda 2030, we're all stuck under what they've done.
Good to know. I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks so much. Eric in Missouri, go ahead. You're on. What say you?
Commercial drivers aren't allowed to carry a gun with them unless they got a special kind of license. And I only know one driver that said he had one of those kind of licenses. So that wouldn't be an issue with them bringing guns down in, as a commercial truck driver.
And what about everybody else in the convoy, though? See, the thing is Eric, you got to, in order to be a commercial truck driver, you have to actually be hauling cargo or passengers for hire. And when you're not hauling cargo or passengers for hire, but you're simply using your truck as a means to create a blockade, and you're not on an actual official duty, and you're taking time off of work, then would you actually become a commercial driver? Or are you simply just somebody that's using their truck to get from point A to point B? what happens then?
Okay, well, you maybe got a point there, but I don't. It might be how the truck is licensed too. Because anyway, no. Okay, it all goes back to jurisdiction. The Texans need to be Texans, the Missourians need to be Missourians, and take back your citizenship as a state and quit being in this U.S. citizen stuff. Because that's where they got jurisdiction over you.
Until
you can pull out of that. You got privileges instead of the Bill of Rights.
That's well, yeah. And see, the thing is, we need to get Judy from Georgia back on here again to talk to us about it. So, Judy, if you're listening this morning, call the show. Here's the thing, Eric, I appreciate that. And the thing is that, you know, that they're going to start demonizing these truckers as they're leaving Virginia Beach, headed south to Jacksonville and picking up I-10 and headed west. And of course, we have included the link on Give, Send, Go for Take Our Border Back. So, you know, that it's there. So those of you who want to donate, Give, Send, Go will not close the account down, okay? They will not do what GoFundMe did to the Canadian trucker convoy, all right? Now, the thing is, too, when they start running license plates of all the truckers in the convoys and they start identifying the individuals behind the wheels, the next question becomes, are they going to do what Trudeau did and shut off their bank accounts? So they can't function. What do you think's going to happen? Are we going to have a repeat performance of Ottawa? I mean, would that not be a severe attack on our liberty at this point? We have the right to assemble. We have the right to peaceful protest. And all of a sudden, you've got the Biden administration and they're ordering FinCEN and everybody else and weaponizing not just the DOJ, but the Treasury Department in shutting down people's bank accounts. How do you think that's going to work? Phone lines are wide open right now, 844-769-2944. Are you upset enough to get into the conversation and let your opinion be heard? I mean, now we're not, you know, we're talking about news, too. Fannie Willis, by the way, has made news again. Well, guess what's happening? The Biden administration sent two letters to Fannie Willis's office, according to Fulton County prosecutors, Alex Burnick. So there's been communication between White House counsel and Fannie Willis. The whole thing was a setup. And now articles of impeachment have been filed against Fulton County DA Fannie Willis by State Rep. Charlize Byrd, a Republican. She's introduced H.R. 872, a resolution to vote on impeachment charges against Ms. Willis, who she says brought a high-profile election interference case against former President Trump. And he has denounced it as politically driven. So Fannie Willis, of course, has a laundry list, according to Ms. Byrd, potential conflicts that make her unworthy and unfit to be the DA of Fulton County. She wants her gone. So now it's circulating through the Georgia House. And by the way, for those of you who are wondering what was going on with the incidents with United and Alaska Airlines, well, the Boeing MAX 9s are back in the air now. Now, while that was going on, six people were injured after an American Airlines flight made a hard landing in Kahului, Maui. The airport code is OGG. So for those of you who are planning a trip to Kahului Airport, American Airlines made a hard landing. One passenger and five flight attendants made up those injured during the trip. Flight 271 took off from LAX before landing in Maui just after 2 p.m. local time. Paramedic units were dispatched to OGG at 2:21 p.m. The airline said the aircraft was carrying 167 passengers and crew members, seven of them, when it experienced an issue upon landing. Aircraft taxied to the gate under its own power. Customers deplaned normally, according to the airline, but jetliner was then taken out of service to undergo inspection, and then the ambulances showed up. The incident in Hawaii comes over a week after American Airlines plane slid off the runway upon landing at New York's Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport. That was an Embraer E-145 carrying 53 passengers had just landed and being taxied to the terminal around 4 p.m. when it slipped off the runway. Snowy airfield conditions, of course, brought on by light snowstorms across the area, was to blame. Oh, pilot error, really? All right, Tim in Michigan, go ahead, you're on.
Have you discussed Carrie Lake and her recorded conversation with the head of the Republican Party?
You mean the former head? Yeah, Jeff DeWitt.
Telling her not to run, that there are powerful people in Washington that did not want her to run for Senate.
Yeah, we did discuss that when I brought up the news article the first time, and there I actually was quoting lines from the conversation that were recorded. And the thing is in Arizona law, if one party is, recording the other party, they don't have to give notice that one party's recording the other if the party doing the recording is part of the conversation. So, you know, obviously, my biggest concern with this, Tim, is why now are we hearing about it? Is that kind of where you're going with this?
Well, it's not so much right now. It's also Carrie Lake came around and said, this is all about stopping Trump. And yep. they do not want any alliance with Trump. And she could easily win a Senate seat in Arizona, which would be a pretty powerful spot. And basically it was a veiled threat saying, well, they told her, you can have, go get a job. We'll get you a job someplace. You can make a lot of money for a couple of years and run in 2 years. But they don't want you to run right now. And there was some pretty good language being beeped out. And they pretty much said, yeah, I'd hate for your car to blow up, you know. But yeah. Why isn't this? There's no hope in Washington, people. There's no hope there. That's my whole point about this thing. This is how stinking bad Washington is, and it's bought off. You got one side bought off one way, another side bought off another way. And all that stuff going on the border, people better think about that wall and those barbed wires and all that stuff. We're putting our faith in, what are we putting our faith in, barbed wire? Come on, people, wake up. That barbed wire works both ways. We're also building a trap for ourselves. You Texans, you think you're going to escape into Mexico when the hordes in America start hunting you down? No, because you're down there protecting a wall that's going to keep you in. It works both ways, people. We're putting our faith in the wrong thing. Wake up, people.
Interesting take.
Wake up.
Interesting take there, Tim. I appreciate that. Thanks for the warning. We tried to tell people that. It's just like you tried to tell your friends, please don't take the jab, and they went out and did it anyway. Some of them got more, some of them got boosters, and now they have health problems, and they're in denial that the jab caused the problem. That's sad. But see, this is what we're alluding to here, is all of this psyop, all of this propaganda, this is what's going down, and you got a lot of America that just believes every word the government tells them, not realizing that there is nefarious intent here. That's what Tim's alluding to. We have a Congress. I mean, again, I asked the question, why did it take them 3 years to impeach Mayorkas? Why did it take this deal going on in the Senate where they want to let 5,000 illegal immigrants into this country on a daily basis? What? Oh, my God. I mean, this is something. This is news. All right. This is not conjecture. What do you think is going to happen when you take that number 5,000, multiply it times 365, and what do you get? Certainly not bibbity bobbity boo. No, you get about 1.6 million people in this country that the Democrat Party wants to take and legalize and turn into voting citizens without having to go through all the rigmarole that the ones who are here illegally, or legally rather, that came into this country the right way, they want the illegals to be able to vote because they'll vote for Biden because they want a handout. And they know the government will spend until it's so far in debt. Well, we already know the debt will never be repaid. You see how Washington works? Here's the whole concept in a nutshell, folks. They don't care. Like Tim said, we're putting our faith in the wrong bunch, people. And see, for those of you who want to sit on your keister and complain and not do, you're as much to blame as the people that are woke. Now, I'm not scolding you. I'm just saying, look, the good book clearly says you're supposed to have hope. That means you go register to vote, you show up at the polls, you become very aware. You watch the ballot boxes, you get active in your community. You make sure nobody's stuffing ballot boxes. You make sure that those computers aren't connected to the internet. Wi-Fi, too. You make sure they're doing everything above board. You make sure that you're a poll watcher. You make sure you're involved. That's how you save the election. That's how you get, if it's, everybody thinks that, look, we got to have Trump back in here because everybody, everything was peaceful. And the Democrats, of course, are attacking, saying our democracy will be destroyed if Trump gets in office. I hope damn well our democracy gets destroyed if he gets back in office. We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. But you see, that's all part of their little PSYOP game plan, is to keep putting that democracy word in your brain. Changing words. That's how they get control. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.